They committed to working in the off-season here. Can you just explain a little bit about what they've been doing and how that has improved them?
Well, again, with they both were around working out in the weight room. That was, you know, they were committed. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, with Bobby and Eric were here together, you know, just kind of developed some competition and some camaraderie. So it was really good. And you could see a difference in the sense of their conditioning and where they're at right now at this point.
But how does that help their technique, though? Because they're lifting weights, unless there's a way they're lifting weights that helps their technique, I guess is what I'm asking.
Right. No, in that aspect, it's improving their conditioning, their strength, their flexibility. So all those things add up in the sense of you be able to perform better, you know, at your task. But again, the technique has to be on the football field. And the technique for an offensive lineman, you have to have your pads on, you know. So again, right now, it's more communication. It's more learning the playbook and just being more detailed, you know, on your assignments and your technique. But again, for an offensive lineman, until you can put the pads on, that's where you'll really ascend as an offensive lineman.
So you're really not going to get a good feel for how much these guys have improved until you get to August and you do get the pads on and see them in full contact?
Yes, exactly right. You know, again, because of the intensity and so forth. And again, but at this point again here, you know, in the sense of the stress of the aiming points, the footwork, hand placement, you can develop that aspect. But again, when the pads come on, the intensity picks up tremendously. The intensity picks up tremendously. Now, can you carry over that technique from literally walkthrough, OTAs, you know, in the sense of limited what you can do, you know, competitively, to when you put the pads on? Now, you can develop and really hone in on your skills.
How much is the benefit for those guys to go against JPP and OV when you get to camp to see where they are?
Excellent. Again, those are the best. And again, any time you're working against them. Now, even here at the OTAs, it's beneficial because of that quickness and explosion they have on their first step. There's no wasted movement by them defensively, so that really helps us, as well as the big men, the big defensive tackles. That really helps us with snacks.
With Eric, the technique questions have kind of been there for a while. So how do you, like, break, I guess, bad habits, if you want to call it that?
Well, it's just like anything else. You know, you work different drills, you work technique, and you just kind of keep honing in so you can make it where you don't have to think about it, that it's part of your toolkit.
I mean, it's pretty much your job, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day?
Like, yeah. That's, and again, the thing is, you know, what we're excited about, and Eric's excited about, and so is Bobby, and not just those two men, you know, everybody. You know, they're committed. And Aaron Wellman's doing a beautiful job in the sense of what they need to improve on, physically, working in the weight room, the conditioning aspect. You tell a difference. I mean, I believe you can tell a difference, just, you know, in the sense of their body types and where they're at physically at this time of the season. I mean, you know, it's still early, so that's really encouraging.
Where do you think he's at mentally? Because he's obviously been the subject of
good.
A lot of criticism.
No, Eric's solid. You know, and again, they do a nice job in the classroom. I know you're not privy to that, but I mean, they do a nice job in the classroom. They're into it. They're learning. They're into the film study. They're into their techniques. They look at it. They know what they're trying to work on. They know what they're trying to achieve.
What has DJ Fluker shown you so far since he's gotten here?
Big man. You know, again, DJ, you know, DJ is a pro. I mean, truly, he comes to work every day, and he gives everything he has. He's done a nice job in the classroom, learning, developing, and we're excited about having him when the pads come on.
I know he's been mostly a guard. Do you see down the road working him at tackle at all, or you think he's going to be an inside player?
We like him at guard. You know, again, he's got experience at tackle, as you well know, from Alabama, and initially came into the league, but his strengths are at guard, you know. There will be a point, you know, where we do want to rep him a little bit of tackle just so that versatility. So if he is not the starter, you know, he is able to go to tackle if in need. But guard's his strength, and guard is where we like him.